Hey, what's up, everybody? Synced up. Let's do this. What is up, seekers? Happy Mother Flippin' Friday. How are y'all doing today? Been a good week so far? Hopefully we've helped kind of relax some of the struggles you're facing, maybe. Giving you some things to contemplate. Hopefully you've been making some progression for yourself, too. That would be awesome. If you're in the middle of it, if you're in the thick of it, don't worry. We're here for you. We got you. We love you. Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be awesome. Today, though, we're going to talk about a big one. Something that Aaron Doty has been speaking on a lot of lately and does a lot over time. And something that I feel like I have a struggle with, not in this explicit term, but like in general. And we're going to be talking about struggles with attachments. Me personally, I've been attached to cars, I've been attached to people, been attached to situations, ideas, and relationships in terms of friendships, but not in terms of romance. Until Desiree, my wife. I mean, we've talked about her and I a few times on here. And we're great together. We chose to come together this time, pre-incarnate. And there's lessons for us to learn from each other. And we're working through those, and it's fabulous. But this, I'm going to try to talk about past relationships. Interesting one, right? Especially coming from me, my only past romantic relationship was Shannon in middle school. Other than her, it's just Des, my wife. So, as with everything, you know, take what you want and leave what you don't. It's all cool. If you want nothing to do with it because I don't really have this, that's fine. I understand. And it's totally okay. You can find sources of information from people that vibe with you more. That's cool. I ain't worried about it. But I'm going to do what I can to help those that like to listen to me. And look at me for some reason. And eventually just listen. Once I get some stuff put together, I will probably start releasing these in podcast form. So, the first thing we're going to kind of talk about today is a lot of people I've noticed feel like their relationships with people determine who they are. That's simply not true. You are not your past relationships. You're not those people. You're not those situations. You're just not that. I mean, plain and simple. So if you feel like you are only you with that person, you're kind of pulling yourself down a bit. Like that's, I mean, because it's not true. You are you. You don't need someone else to define who you are. That's your choice. You get to define who you are, who you're going to be. 100% of the time. So you're choosing to allow that person that relates. Excuse me. You're choosing to allow that person, that relationship, to define who you are or how you are. And that hurts, right? That's not good for you feeling good and empowered about yourself. So we need to go through methods and ways to release that attachment because it's not good for you. There are many options available. Aaron Doty has plenty. spiritually, it's all about self-empowerment, realizing that you are I am, you are the universe, you are everything. And every person that we've loved will come back to us. Maybe not this cycle, maybe not this density, but we all return at some point. Everybody comes together eventually. So if you're more leaning that way, that's cool. Like, that works. Works for me. My asthma's acting up today. There are many, many, many methods. And you just find one that suits you. Like I said, for me, it's more of the spiritual one. We're all going to be together anyways. All of my best friends I've ever had, all of the past relationships I've had, all the past loves I've had, this life and all previous, will all come together. In fact, a lot of my past experiences with entities have been kind of cyclical, where we come together in different lives to learn different lessons. So it's very, very interesting stuff. And one thing to consider for all of this is, if you are choosing to chase this person that may or may not have left you, chasing implies that they're running. And if they're running, they're leaving you. So if you chase, they go. And this goes for new relationships as well. Something has to be running away from you if you're chasing it. So don't chase. Don't pursue. Be the best you. Let them come to you. When you're living empowered in who you are and who you want to be, the perfect person for you will come to you. It may not seem that way at first, but they will be, because you're going to attract, well, not always, you're going to attract people that are attracted to empowerment, because empowerment is very, very attractive. And those can be good, those can be helpful, or those can be others that are in pain as well, that are seeking outwardly what they feel they don't have inwardly. That's actually the next note here, is what you're seeking outwardly in relationships is what you're lacking, what you think you're lacking. But in fact, lack isn't a thing. Everything is abundance. We exist because of love and abundance. So those could be the people that come to you, that start interacting with you. This could be the situation where you're in, where you, like you said at the beginning, you feel like you're incomplete without whatever that person might provide. Which isn't true. You are complete. You're whole. Without anybody, you're whole. Oh. My apologies. You are whole without anybody else in your life. And the empowerment is realizing that in yourself. Yes, of course it feels good to have other people around you. We're human. That's kind of natural. It's how it goes. We're naturally somewhat pack animals and tribal. And when you love someone, truly love someone, there is no, not the whole, like, I did all this for you, so, you know, the transactional relationships, that's not true love. When you truly love someone, letting them go is easy, and keeping them is easy. letting them go is easy because when you love someone, you want the very best for them 100% of the time. And if the very best for them at that time is not with you, then accept it. You will accept it because you love them. And keeping them is easy because living in this powerful love is like love that will let go is some self-empowerment. So you're like, all I want is the best for you. And if that's what you want, like if I'm not what you want to be the best you that you can be, all right, cool, then we're good. Peace. I love you and I'll see you soon. I did that months ago. I have this written down. We've already talked about it, but others will not complete you. So we need to move on from that thought. Replace that thought with the understanding and the realization that you are complete as you are. You don't need anybody else. Yes, of course it's nice. It's amazing to feel loved by someone else. But it's even better when you feel the pure love of life and existence. To know that there is so much love abounding that everything's great. Everything you're craving is already within you. You complete you. That's not only a statement, that's a mission. You go complete you. Because you complete you. Having that self-empowered realization is extremely powerful, right? It's okay to be somewhat reliant on someone else. We all have tough days, and it is more powerful for us to get through them on our own, of course. But it's also, in polarization terms, brings up catalyst when you understand that there are situations that arise for you to provide catalyst for yourself and your partner. So being there for each other in those situations is also important. Understanding that there are universal, I don't really want to say interference because it's not, cosmic events that take place that you have manifested in one way or another, whether it's during this life or past lives or in between lives, whatever, something that you've manifested to come up that is designed to be catalyst for you to be able to let go, to let someone else who loves you come in and help you. That's just an example. We're here for catalyst to make that choice for positive or negative. Both of which apply, both of which are okay. Both are necessary. Can't know good without bad. Even though good and bad, in our vernacular, doesn't really apply. It's not positive and negative as in good, bad. It's just one direction versus another. Both incredibly important because you can't have or know one without the other. Become the person that you want to have in your life. Getting more into that self-empowerment side of things. If you want to be this fun-loving, outgoing, outdoorsy person, then do it. if you want to be curt and concise and precise and very laid out and organized, then do it. If you want to just be happy all the time, just do it. I mean, yeah, that's an easy thing to say, harder to do. I get it. I know. I'm there. There's so many things that we can do, so many things that we want to be, so many things that change lives. Whatever that person you want to have in your life, become that person. Because then you won't have the sense of lack. You won't have the sense of desire for this type of person in your life. You won't have the sense of wanting to chase something. Because like we said, chasing is not good. Chasing means they're running. That means they're going away. Don't chase it. Become it. Don't chase it. Become it. If you have anything you'd like to add, please go ahead. Drop it in the comments down below. I love conversation. I would love to have conversation with everyone who's watching and interested in this. Manifestation works. You can check all the socials down there. You'll even see times where I was very heavily into manifestation. Any tips you got for anyone going through some shit, go ahead and throw it down there. You want to talk about some exes, some crazy experiences you had? Hell yeah, throw it down there. Anyway, seekers, it's been a lovely week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a phenomenal weekend. And I'll talk to you Monday. Love you.